First of all, we are very excited. Activities lined up for this celebration is obviously the invites that we have distributed throughout the length and breadth of Africa and the world. So there'll be many people from Africa, including heads of states, including anti-apartheid movement personalities that will be coming, and of course, liberation formations in Africa and beyond that were friends of the ANC. So all those will be coming to celebrate with the ANC. Of course, the activities that are lined up, we have got traditional activities, including cleansing and restoration ceremonies at the church where the ANC was born, here in Mangaung, the Western Church. And of course, we also have a night vigil that is planned for Friday, where we'll be invoking the spirit of those who founded the ANC to be with us and bless us and secure us as we celebrate 100 years of the ANC. On Saturday evening, we'll have a gala dinner that will be attended by many of these dignitaries that I've spoken about, including heads of state, over 40 heads of state from Africa, and some from elsewhere in the world, and of course dignitaries that includes Jesse Jackson and Arthur Ashe and many others. So we are looking forward to this important gala dinner where the dignitaries will also say their say about their closeness and their relationship with the ANC. On Sunday, the actual day of celebration, we will start with a church service at the Wesleyan Methodist Church, where the ANC was born 100 years ago. And thereafter, we will then, all of us, go to the Mangaung Rugby Stadium, where the actual celebrations will take place, starting with musical items, wonderful musicians and legends in the country, who will then render music from around 10 o'clock in the morning. And in the afternoon, we'll then have the formal program with the president, of course, making a centenary statement, what it is that we have achieved and what were the pains of the past 100 years and what were the achievements, what were the glories. But again, what is it that we're looking forward to in the next 100 years, in the next century? After the president's speech and all other things that will happen thereafter, including cutting of the centenary cake, we will then have in the evening a story of the ANC, a story of the life and times of the ANC, told in 100 minutes, obviously also trying to portray the 100 years of the life of the ANC. That story will be told in song and dance, and it's a drama that depicts what happened in South Africa in the past 100 years or so. So we are all looking forward to this wonderful story that will be told through music and through dance by prominent musicians in the country, including musicians that come from the 50s. And, of course, music that will be played with also music that is characteristics of the struggles that were fought in the length and breadth of South Africa. So, indeed, these are the arrangements, of course, as you will know, for the whole year. We'll also have celebrations in all provinces of this country, 9 of them, celebrating the life and times of people who founded the ANC, people who have been president of the ANC, faces of the ANC through its 100 years history. So this is what will be happening in this country this coming Friday, Saturday and Sunday, and of course in 2012. As we celebrate the whole of 2012, as we celebrate 100 years of the ANC.
What do you think is the significance of these celebrations this weekend and subsequently in the entire 2012 year?
The significance is that it's not very often that an organization, particularly a political organization, needs to be 100 years old. Secondly, we would like also to, because in the entirety of the year 2012, we will be, you know, speaking about the leadership that has always been at the helm of the ANC, because we believe that we have been able to reach 100 years because of the leadership quality that we have had in the ANC. Other organizations in South Africa and elsewhere in the world have folded, are no more. But the ANC is still standing strong and going very strong Of course, there's other significance apart from the leadership that has been given over the years. The other significance is that members of the ANC, despite serious onslaught on them and their families, despite being imprisoned, despite being forced to exile, despite being maimed and killed, they remained loyal to this organization for over eight years. And after 8 years of struggle, they were then able to gain their freedom. That is very significant. And now they are enjoying almost 20 years of freedom within this 100 years of struggle. So that is very, very important. Because we'll be remembering all those who are no longer with us, who died in the hands of the apartheid rulers, in the hands of colonizers, but despite their dying, despite their maiming, despite their exile, despite some dying in prison, the movement continued to fight relentlessly for the freedom of the people of this country. Now, this is something that we will also be crying about as we celebrate 100 years throughout the year. This is something that we'll be remembering as we celebrate 100 years, remembering the Steve Bikos, remembering Robert Sobukwe of the PAC, Zephania Motsepeng of the PAC, and many leaders of the ANC, Luthuli, Dube, Pixley Gaseme, and many others. So that will be the telling significance, the toil that people had to live under, the sacrifices that were paid by everybody for us to be where we are, but more importantly, also celebrating the role that is being played by the ANC-led government now in the developing world and also in the United Nations. I believe that all countries in the developing world regard South Africa as one of those people who speak for all those member states who are in the developing world. So again, we would like to continue playing this role, but more importantly, we would like to ensure that in the next 100 years, this freedom that we have, this political freedom, also translates to economic freedom to many of the black people of this country. So that is, in fact, the telling significance of the celebration of this 100 years.
Mr. Mtembo, icon and former President Nelson Mandela, we all know he's slightly indisposed. Are there any expectations that he's scheduled to be part of the celebration?
Well, first of all, let's first start by saying that all families of presidents, past and present, of the ANC are invited and they are sending delegations. All of them, from the first president of the ANC, Dube, second president Makhato, third president Mahabane, Pixley Gaseme, all of them, they are invited. And of course, including the family of Madiba, including the family of Baba Mbeki and Mtsholozi. Indeed, as we all know, Tatu Madiba, Babu Mandela is no longer a young man. If he is able to come, because conditions allow him to, and be part of this celebration, I can tell you all of us will be excited. But if he's unable to come, we will not be disappointed, because we also understand that he's not a young man anymore.
Now, what should South Africans expect from the African National Congress going forward in this celebration of 100 years of existence, in terms of alleviating the poverty in the country, as well as ensuring that jobs are created for the masses in South Africa?
That is not only an expectation of the people of this country. It is also an expectation of the ANC itself. When we were founded in this town where I am 100 years ago, one of the founding principles that our founding father spoke of was the total liberation of the African masses. Total liberation means that we must then, as we move forward, make sure that the economy of South Africa is not only in white hands, but is in the hands of all South Africans, including black South Africans. And also that the social attributes that we have in this country, the wonderful social orders, the social rights that are there in the country, they must be seen to be enjoyed by all South Africans, including black people in this country. And indeed, again, you know, in this country, by the way, despite our political freedom, whilst a lot of houses have been built by the ANC government, water has been brought to many communities, electricity has also been brought to many communities, but there are equally many communities that don't have housing, many communities that don't have water, many communities that still sit without any form of electricity. So it is incumbent upon the ANC in fulfilling its founding values to ensure that in the next 100 years, we make sure that indeed black people are also players in the main economy, and also the social needs that any community envies are also forwarded to all black people in this country. And again, we change our education for the better, our health system for the better, so that again we can truly come 50 years from now or 20 years from now, we can truly say in the second century, we were able to reverse all the legacies created by colonialists and the apartheid regime amongst black people of this country. So these are the expectations not only of our people, but these are the expectations of the ANC itself for us to fulfill the founding provisions that saw the establishment of the ANC 100 years ago.